podcast. No, it doesn't work. Hi, welcome to War of the Bay. I'm Kyle.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Gio.
Gio, welcome. Welcome back for the second week in a row.
Yeah, we're still missing Nick.
Nick's still in Vancouver, doing Vancouver.
Nick things. Died.
Wait, no. Isn't he like somewhere in the air right now?
He's opening. Actually, yes, guys, big announcement. He is opening War of the Bay West. We're going to be in Vancouver, and we're going to be covering some Canucks and some
curling
and some, some what, Anthony?
White Caps, I think.
White Caps.
I think that's their name.
They got a minor league baseball team anywhere in around there? No,
probably not.
Oh, come on. That's close enough to the border. Maybe they'd have a thing.
Well, yeah, because there's like the Western. The Western version of the International League.
Gotta be. There's gotta be a diamond somewhere. Someone's gonna find it. They're gonna play baseball on it. It's gonna be the greatest baseball game you've ever seen.
This is why we have Google.
Oh, you're right.
The Vancouver Canadians.
And that's what, their minor league baseball team?
Yes.
How'd they come up with naming
their teams after just their people?
We named a beer after our country, so I don't know, man. I don't know if we could be talking about Canadians.
Montreal and now Vancouver.
I like that, though. They're proud of their heritage. I'm sure there's like a lot of like minor league Americans out there, like the Sandusky Americans, and they're like the local minor league baseball team.
The Florida Florida. I'm not going to even finish that. I can't say it.
The Florida Fuzzles. They are the local Quidditch team. Yeah.
Here we go.
Too much beer.
They are. Looks like they are the Blue Jays affiliate.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah, the Pacific Coast League.
So there you go,
Don't want to give Toronto another team to be disappointed by. So
Yeah, Toronto's been there since 2011.
So we here at War of the Bay are very excited to be covering those teams from now on. Mm-hmm. Exclusively. Well, War of the Bay West, I should say.
War of the Bay West.
This will still be local Tampa sports talk.
War of the West?
Word of the West.
Oh.
No. Well,
we might get sued because the acronym's WOW.
Word of the Sound. You cover Seattle. Word of the Sound. You know.
I like whenever we like make fun of this podcast and in other situations of like, you know, our versions of other towns. We always like just put in the most clear, the closest body of water. So it's like, word of the channel said, word of three rivers is really pissed
word
off
of the
right
river.
Now. Yeah.
Our Mississippi podcast.
They wouldn't be talking about much. They certainly wouldn't be talking about the Bucks. And
that transition seamless.
You like that? I'm getting better at them, guys. I think I'm going to be a stand-up comedian now. I got the transition game down. That's really all you need to do. And just tell jokes after that.
Those people are brave, man. Stand-up comedians, especially new ones.
Yeah.
That are just getting it. They're braver than I am.
They are.
Before we get too deep here, did you start Mixler up?
Mixler started, yeah. Are people not?
Mixler's good.
Yeah. People just want to hear us tonight.
I guess not.
They're like, I'm sick of their
NBA
bullshit.
NBA Finals tonight?
Yeah. That could be it.
Okay, there we go. It was just, for some reason, it was still showing loading rather than.
Golden State and Cleveland. Yeah, those are the two teams.
Yeah, great.
Who's going to win, guys?
Basketball.
Who's going to win? Bold predictions right now.
The Globetrotters.
I'm going to.
The Washington Generals.
I was going to go Generals. Yeah, I'm going to stick with Gio here.
Wow,
I think
that'd be an upset.
Generals are due. Yeah.
I'm all about the underdog.
I
accidentally beat him one time?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
On accident. Like, I didn't even mean to do it. I forget the story.
The Globetrotters were supposed to let them go up big, and then they were supposed to come back, and the Globetrotters just ran out of time.
Those
and
poor
like kids.
Kids
were crying and like all kinds of stuff, and that broke like a, I don't know, like I think it was over 1,000 game losing streak or something ridiculous.
No, it was more than that. So here we go. They defeated the Globetrotters 199 on January 5th, 1971, ending their 2,495 game losing streak.
Who missed that layup? Like who's responsible for this?
Vegas odds.
I'm going to go with Metalark Lemon. He was off his game, I think. I saw there was one on TV recently where it was, I shit you not, Matt Vasgersian, the guy who's like famous for calling the Michael Spurlock return. Could it be? And Santa Maria, that guy. He's commentating a Generals Globetrotters game on like Cartoon He's Network on something.
Far, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So props to Vas Gurgin. Gus Johnson will be joining me shortly.
Remember when they were on Scooby Doo? Do you remember that episode?
Yes, I do. They were on there quite frequently, sir.
They just kept bopping up.
Yeah.
Helping the mystery gang or whatever they were called.
If you were that gang and you saw the Harlem Globetrotters, like, ah, shit, like something's about to go down. Like, old man somebody's up to something.
You've seen one episode of Scooby-Doo. You've seen them all.
Yeah, pretty much. Formulaic. That's what's wrong with kids today. It's what's wrong with America today. And speaking of America, the Bucks are a team in America. So let's talk about those guys. You like that? You guys like that, right? Comedian. Sign me up. Where's the open mic? I'm gonna sign up for that. All right. So guys, any thoughts on anything going on with the Bucks that we can name of? Big controversy. Yeah.
They just had a mandatory minicamp.
Yeah. Strapped it up.
So what do we think of Mr. Safarian Jenkins and his little? Would you call it a meltdown? Just call it a little
temper tantrum.
His day in the sun.
I like that he apologized for it.
Yeah, he came out Tuesday.
Owned up to it. Didn't try to downplay it or anything like that. Just, I made a mistake.
Bucks have a solid PR team.
He was upset that Coder kicked him off the practice field for not knowing what he was doing, which is a legit reason to kick somebody off the field. And, yeah. That's all I have to say about it. I'm ready to move on from it. I'm sure some people aren't, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish him luck. Good luck in the season.
Hope he stays healthy.
Hope he learns the playbook.
Please play better.
Yeah. He's played good in the times that he's been in. I mean that's like... That's the takeaway from this, I suppose. Like,
yeah.
He does actually... He plays well, and he just can't stay healthy, so everybody knows this. I just feel like... Yeah, the guy was a little hot-headed, had a rough day at the office, and, you know, decided to take it out on some strangers.
Yep.
Yo mama.
Seems like a really great way to build some fans.
I saw people like, get him off the team now. And like my knee-jerk initial reaction was like, oh boy. Pulling the collar, yeah. Like maybe don't get on Twitter right away. And plus, if it's his third year and he doesn't know the playbook, or at least our head coach right now claims that the reason he was kicked off was because he didn't know the playbook. Ugh, God, maybe it was
been
some advanced.
System for how many years now? Two years?
I don't know.
Well, not in 1 year in Coder's system, Cutter's system.
Yeah, but they're also installing new plays and everything every offseason and OTAs and stuff. So, you know, probably something like that and something new. He just kind of had a lapse of judgment, or I don't know. Who knows?
I mean, it's a little disconcerting to see the guy that's probably supposed to start not knowing what he's doing on the field.
Right.
Like, play-wise, that's not good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you'd expect if he was, like, a just-drafted, you know, rookie that, okay, you know, you can forgive him that, but this is his third year.
He's always had these problems, though. He's kind of like, I don't want to say attitude, but he's definitely like an ego. He's like a big guy.
It's part of the reason he fell in the draft to us in the second round.
Was it really? That's what it was? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that, and I think he had injury concerns as well.
We're used to it. At least we haven't had one in a while, but we've had Keyshawn, we've had Sapp.
Yeah. I wouldn't say he's on that level.
He could be. He has the potential. I mean, he shows those flashes of greatness, so.
Oh, I thought you meant like mouth-wise.
Oh, mouth-wise. You don't think he's on that level yet?
Well, you just named two guys that were known for their trash talk.
Can you imagine what this area would have been like if they're playing right now? Like, what would Keyshawn Johnson be saying on Twitter if last Monday was the game where he got benched against Gruden benched him?
Our entire defense would have been suspended outside of Derek Brooks.
Yeah.
And Rondé.
John Lynch for hits. Yeah, Rondé too. Rondé was clean.
I'm just saying for like Twitter stuff.
The entire defensive line, they'd all be suspended.
No, I think Simeon Rice would have been okay.
He's a weird dude.
Got him for leaping.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, he wasn't going to go Aqib Talib someone in a cab, you know?
Oh, God, Aqib Talib. Just shot himself in a nightclub, by the way. On his leg, or whatever.
Or Michael Pittman.
Yeah, it was his leg.
Remember Pittman?
Oh, yeah.
Ran his wife over with a Hummer.
Wait, really?
Yes.
I never heard about that.
Oh, dude.
Dude was so ripped, too. Like, he looked like he was on steroids.
He ran his wife over with a Hummer. He was back the next season. Nothing. No,
there's
no nothing.
There's no doubt he was on steroids, too.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
He
for
was
sure.
way
he
too
was so
cut.
Jacked.
Yeah.
His arms, like those crazy arms when he's like that come used to come from the practice photos of OTAs when they're running around in underwear. Just like the guns when he's clutching onto the football, like boom.
Mm-hmm.
Ran his wife over.
And then you look at Allstott and he's not his arms are huge but not in the same way, kind of thing. So it's like Juicing it up there, Pittman.
HGH. Look, they don't test for it. It's not technically illegal. We just don't test for it, you know? They don't test
but
for
back
it.
Back then, nobody cared about that stuff.
They still don't care, bro. It's still like, look at the guys. They're monsters.
No, I mean, certain people do, and they're the people that can suspend you.
Yeah.
But the coaches still don't care.
That's true.
They just tell you when to cycle off of it. That's all.
That's true. Yep. Yep. Hey, I might want to, kid, it's got this letter in the mail, has your name on it from the drug test. Oh, maybe I'm not supposed to tell you this. Tucks it away.
Well, you know, it's
whoops,
like,
forget
it's like
everything you heard.
They got busted in MLB this year.
Oh, yeah. Did that finally come out, like, with that big list that they were teasing?
I don't think so. I think there was, like, one other guy that got suspended.
Oh.
But it was... But like what they were doing is it was this basically a steroid that was popular back in like the 70s or 80s. The problem that they had with it is that it would break down quickly enough that the enzymes weren't detectable like within a week or two after last having taken it.
The clear, right? The clear.
Something like
that. I think
that's
what it was called. Victor Conte in the South Florida clinic. It was called the Clear, and that's what, like, A-Rod and
you know,
so
I think
many
this
dudes.
Was something different, actually, from
oh,
that.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it was still a steroid, but, like, the testing for it got better, so they could, like, better detect it in smaller levels. So, like, what these guys were doing is they would take it during the off season to bulk up, and then they would stop at a certain time so that it would get out of their system before they're testing at the beginning of spring training.
Yeah.
Because everybody gets tested at the beginning of spring training, and then after that, it's just random tests throughout the year.
Look, it was just like Trunks in the Cell Saga. He went super – his Super Saiyan level got too high, right? Okay, no, follow me here. Super Saiyan level got
was
too
it
high.
Over 9,000?
No, he was too slow. He couldn't beat Cell because he got too big. You got to lean down. You got to cycle off. That way you're quicker. Movement's more fluid, okay? Trunks need to learn from the professional athletes. Always cycle down, Trunks. Trust in your speed. Okay, only Nick out there listening is still on board. Nick's like, yeah, I love that reference.
Yep.
I watched Dragon Ball, but not enough to get that reference.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yep. Yeah, that's a super nerd reference.
Like, I remember in high school, what was it? UPN 44 had like an 80 or 100 episode run that they owned or had rights to. And so it was like started from the beginning of the series. So they'd show it every morning. And then as soon as they got to that last episode that they owned, they would start back at the beginning.
Yes. On UPN. Yep. I hated that. Hated that. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, yeah, it's Farron Jenkins. He did a thing. Didn't have to spend too much time on it.
The real message here is that we need Goku on the football.
We need Goku.
Yes.
Behind center, guys.
It's a spirit bomb the Saints.
And I like every time I break out the spirit bomb thing, I'm for landing, and everybody's like, what's that? Bucks. Landing, who cares? So, anyways, let's see. I had some notes. I'm going to look at the notes. Did you guys see that fluff piece on old Jameis?
I did not, actually. I was waiting for you to explain this one to me.
Yeah, I didn't see it either.
I caught this in passing, and it was, I think it's like such a non-story, but like The Undefeated did like a story on Jameis about like his maturation and you know, how far he's come in how little time. And like specifically Deadspin wrote an article that made light of the fact that they just glazed over the whole sexual assault allegations and everything. And but he's, you know, he's progressing as a player. So there's like a big shitstorm on like Bucks Twitter of like Deadspin, like kind of against Deadspin, like, you know, what the fuck is this? I fucking rag. website, which is how I found out actually that Gawker owned them. So Deadspin's in a lot of trouble right now.
As far as bankruptcy goes. Okay. What was Buck's Twitter pissed about if it was a fluff piece?
They were pissed about the fact that Deadspin kind of called out the fluff piece. That they basically made light of the fact that the fluff piece kind of glazed over the whole sexual assault allegations and all that. And so they brought that back kind of. And, you know, Buck's Twitter tends to get all up in arms when that gets brought up.
Two things. Number one, it's Deadspin. Deadspin does that. That's what Deadspin does. That's like going to Barstool and be like, hey, stop posting pictures of girls in bikinis, assholes.
Yeah, it's either like Deadspin or...
That's like their brand. That's what they do. Number two, when we drafted Winston, you had to expect that this kind of stuff's going to happen. People don't forget things like that. And there's going to be articles written about that probably until he retires, to be quite honest with you.
I still talk about Ray Lewis's murder allegations, like how he covered a murder up. I still talk about that to this day.
Yeah, it's going to follow him. If he did it or not is irrelevant. It's going to follow him till the end of his playing career and probably past that.
Yeah.
So get used to it and stop bitching about it because it's there.
And why can't we act like maybe our players are bad guys? I'm not trying to say or tell you. What am I trying to say? I'm not necessarily telling you like you're bad for thinking that he's innocent or that I think he's guilty or anything like that. But like, why can't we just think? It's like so many sports fans in general, like whenever their player does something bad, they're immediately so quick to like come up and defend him and be like, no, because that's your favorite team, that's your favorite player, and you love seeing that guy succeed. I just don't understand why some people
it's against their team, like Druin did, like leaving the organization.
Right.
Then he's a fucking asshole and a bad dude.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
If he spurned you.
Or if you punch a cab driver.
No, Patrick Kane is fine. I support 88. Hashtag I support 88.
Yeah.
Assholes.
Exactly. Like those are a couple of good examples. And, you know, I'm not saying you're a bad person for liking Jameis. And, you know, I'm not even trying to tell you what to think. Anything like that. It's just anytime this gets brought up, it's going to continue to get brought up.
Fucking learn to accept it. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Like, why do we have to continue to bitch about this? Like, yes, there's a lot of media that does not like Jameis Winston. Okay. Like, yeah, of course they don't. I don't like Jameis Winston that much, to be honest with you. I can tolerate him, but I don't like him that much.
The more he succeeds, the more it's going to happen, too.
Yep, exactly. The more he gets in the national spotlight, the more articles you're going to see going, hey, remember this little thing that happened when he was in college? Like, that's just the way it is.
I think he's going to be very polarizing because either you're going to love him and you're going to love the attitude and you're going to love the style, or you're going to hate him and just no matter what happens, you're just going to hate him.
Look, there's no denying like the chemistry he's had on the team or what he's done to the team and the chemistry he has with the other guys and his general attitude, everything you've seen of him since he's been drafted. I mean, yeah, it's hard as a Bucks fan not to be like, fuck yeah. Cause like every fiber inside my body's like, dude, fucking, this is because you so many years you wanted this guy. This is the guy you wanted, man. This is your dude. So
and he's been a perfect angel since he's been drafted.
Yeah,
he's done everything right. He's gone to all the events, the charity, and all that kind of stuff. Like just the other day, he got his hair cut for cancer. Like all that stuff. He's at the sneaker soiree thing tonight
with Schuster.
Schuster. Yeah, no, you mean Stamkos.
Yeah, wow, yeah.
Did you see that when that happened, Kyle?
No, what happened?
So I think it was during the playoffs on an off day. Garrison, Schuster, and I think Kalorn. Yeah. They went to some ice cream place. And so this girl posts a picture of herself with the three of them and was like, oh my God, I ran into Stamkos today.
Yeah. Did everybody on hockey Twitter get all pissed off because like she made a mistake?
No, we just kind of made light of it.
It's like, how do you confuse Schuster, who's 6'8", for Stamkos, who's like 6'1",
yeah,
whatever he is.
A bunch of white guys out there. It's dark. Who knows? She's serving ice cream. She's tired on a long shift or something.
They all wear helmets.
Yeah. I mean come on.
Listen, there's a lot, and this is a different sport, but there's a lot of people on the Bucks that I would not recognize in the street.
Oh, dude. There was one the other day. There was some Sports Talk Florida talked about like a Bucks player that's an Uber driver. And it's like, this guy is an Uber driver. So you would click it and find out who. I'm like, I don't know who the fuck that is. Like, okay.
Probably some special teamer.
It was, actually.
He's like the 49th guy on the roster.
I mean, there is that whole thing of like, if there's an NFL player in Publix, like you're going to be able to look and go like, that guy looks like he plays football. Yeah. Look at him. But, like, you still don't know. Like, I'm not going to be able to point out every guy in the Bucks roster.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I could probably do that with the Lightning, but that's because I'm obsessed. So
We should we should have a quiz like that. I should show you, like, flashcards of people's faces on the Bucks and see if you can get them. And, like, players on the Lightning, and I'll be like, ugh.
I might be able to do Rays. I could never do the Bucks.
Oh, yeah, Rays.
Every white guy is Savvy Piscatelli, and every black guy is Aurelius Ben.
Yeah.
And then...
those aren't even two players that are active in the league.
Exactly.
Wait, no. And every Hispanic guy is Martin Gramatica.
There you go. No, I would know him by face.
Martin!
Gramatica.
Did you guys see the picture from the other day with Schuster playing street hockey with some kids?
That was adorable.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah.
And then, like, all of the guys razzing him.
Really?
Yeah, like, who was it? Lauren Johnson, Callahan, and Condra all came after it and, like, razzed him about it.
Awesome.
But it's, like, making jokes of, like, you know, good thing there wasn't a goalie there. He would have been, you know, crushed by that bomb. And another one, like, I think Johnson was, like, I'm just glad he didn't try and, you know, sauce it to one of those kids. And then he made a reference of, like, shin high sauce.
Suster's a goofy looking motherfucker. I'm going to be straight up.
He looks like an alien.
He's not the best puck handler either.
No.
Is it? I think it's Schuster. Looks like an alien.
Up in, I think it's at the Bruins practice facility. They're putting up this giant warrior stick. And it's like the same stick wrap that Schuster uses, and Warrior, you know, tweeted about it. So I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's actually just Andre Schuster's stick.
It's his actual stick.
Yeah,
giant ass stick. Yeah, I wouldn't. I'd bet that that's what that is. Are we done with the Bucks? Are we done with everything on them?
Yeah,
I thought there was one.
Yeah, I think we're done.
It's such a like meh time. Oh, yay, they had minicamp. Woo.
That's true.
Maybe they'll sign someone in the next 6 weeks. Maybe
I got something to talk about. Vernon Hargreaves has looked great.
Oh, yeah?
Good. Yeah, everybody's raving. He's had, like, a pick almost every day, and he's just – and you know what we talked about with the vertical? You know, that he can just get up there?
Yeah.
That's been on display quite a bit. There's a picture of him, like – against Deontay Dye or whatever his name is. That's it. But, like, he just took the ball from him on a vert. Like, Dye's not a big dude, but still, like, it was impressive.
I do like that basically all of the drafted guys, like, none of them were on the first offense or defense. So, like, they have to earn their way in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cutter said about Hargreaves that, like, he's going to probably start in the nickel in the slot kind of thing and then work his way outside. He thinks he can play everywhere, but they just kind of want to, like, slowly bring him along.
You think
but
he can play everywhere? It also sounds
like the nickel is going to be kind of the base defense, too.
Yeah, he's going to be in there a lot.
Huh. It's
It's early.
No, well, it makes me wonder. Like, so you think he's going to play everywhere, like, inside, outside, nickel, you know. I see him more as a kind of a Rondé Barber archetype. You know, you're going to get down there.
But I think he's got the athletic ability to play on the outside. I
think so.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Someone just tweeted into my timeline a picture of Bishop with a puppy.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I was Ben Bishop with a puppy.
Yeah.
Hurry up and Bishop trade him. Get him out of here. Tired of looking at him.
Okay, Tom Jones.
Oh, that's a transition.
I heard him. I heard him this morning. Like,
hey, that's a nice Bishop segue, right?
Yeah. Got to trade that guy. Got to get him out of here.
And I don't think that article isn't good, that's not the way to put that. Like, yeah, we need to eventually make a decision, but you don't just straight up be like, yeah, I had to trade that fucking bomb.
Chris, this is also the same guy that at the beginning of the season was like, Stanley Cup or bust. If we don't win the cup, this season's a disappointment.
Look, guys, I
kind of agree with that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. After the expectation of last year, yeah. Like, what's the next logical progression is fucking
to win
Stanley Cup, yeah.
And have the parade.
Fucking parade, man. God, everybody. Pittsburgh. Rich get richer, man. Rich get richer. That's all I'm saying. All these big cities winning their cups and their Super Bowls and World Series is. Why not us?
World Series is.
We only got two. This is dumb. Kansas City has, like, how many? They got at least, like, two in the same sport, right? Yeah, Chiefs. Look at all those NFL championships they won. Us, nothing. No history. Barely any fans.
Two trophies.
I mean, at least ours are kind of recent.
That's true. Two is where you get legit. That's when we're on the map. Like two in the same spot.
The Rays are kind of far from that.
The Rays are going to repeat this year.
Repeat
this year and next year.
Oh. Yeah.
They're going to Yankee it. They're going to Yankee it good. And then threepeat. Mm-hmm. Well, tonight, okay, if Golden State wins tonight, is that a two-peat? That's a repeat, right?
Yeah, but that happens in basketball all the time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You're not shit until you threepeat.
Basketball literally has the most championship streaks ever. And like some of the
longest.
I'm going
to look it up. Hold on.
Yeah, what's the longest streak? What is that? Like four
in a row? I think it was a three-peat.
I think it's eight.
Eight-peat.
Yeah. No, not in a row. It can't be.
Yes.
Maybe in the early days.
Lakers in the 70s, I believe.
Turns out it was actually the Montreal Canadiens. Who knew?
They did the same thing, yes.
You look at all the championships they have. They got a couple World Series thrown in there, and even Super Bowl. Like, Super Bowl wasn't even around. They just won one. Yeah, we did it. Hanging the banners, baby. Montreal. Anthony, any word?
Fuck Montreal.
Cool. All right, let's take a quick break, guys.
I was looking at something. That's why I did it.
Did you figure it out?
No.
All right, break time. Ready, break. This podcast, as well as almost every other podcast you've heard recently, is brought to you by Loot Crate. So what is Loot Crate, Kyle? Well, if you don't know already, I'll tell you. It's a monthly box subscription service. You pay $20 a month, and you get 6 to 8 items that have licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, and unique one-of-a-kind items. It says for less than $20, so I'm assuming it's right around there. But if you don't want to pay that, you go to lootcrate.com/shark, enter the promo code shark, you can get $3 off any new subscription. So you can get $3 off of this month's subscription, which is Dystopia. So Terminator 2, Judgment Day, RoboCop, The Matrix, Bioshock Infinite, and Fallout 4. They've got figurines, cool collectibles, and of course, a dystoporific? What the fuck is that? Awesome. Whatever. So you can get that at lootcrate.com/shark by entering the promo code shark. You can save $3 off that, and you have until the 19th of this month at 9 p.m. Pacific to get that month's box. And after that, it's over, son. It's done. So make sure you go and check that out. It's a lot of fun, cool stuff. So lootcrate.com/shark, promo code shark. See, yeah, no, he goes from the Rays to the most storied franchise in all of baseball. That's all I'm saying, my friend. Who would you say is more storied than the Red Sox? Or than the Yankees?
The Red
really?
Sox? Also Yankees?
I know.
Are we talking championships or just like, hey, this team's been around for fucking ever?
No, I'm talking in pure terms of I am fucking hipster Joe Madden with my restaurant and my wine and my weird kooky jackets and running down Bayshore. Where am I going to go to have the most satisfying Joe Madden orgasm of my life?
I would totally go to the Cubs before any other city.
Yeah.
Really?
He's all about the Cubs. That's his lifelong fucking dream. Come true.
I make fun of like Boston saying that like Fenway's so great and all that stuff, but Wrigley is actually like I really like Wrigley a lot, the way it looks and all that stuff. I have no problems with Wrigley.
Me either. Gio.
I just think Fenway's a fucking dump because it's Boston and
Gio.
I can't.
Gio. Gio.
What up?
Stop playing the ukulele. We're back.
I'm trying to give you guys a little background music to your argument.
Were you just out of it? You're like, fuck, yeah, who cares? He's ranting about Joe Madden.
Yep.
We've done that many times on this show.
Tired of it. Well, look, I'm happy for him. Go win your World Series.
They're going to, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. One of the. They're going to be like the
it's
Bulls.
It's kind of one of those ones where it's like, I kind of hope they do just so that we can get it over with.
They're going to immediately become. And then they're. Oh, God. Oh, my God. We're going to play them next year. We're playing the Cubs next year. So if they win a World Series, just imagine the fucking scene at Tropicana Field. Ugh.
You know, there's part of me that's going to watch it and be like, wow, I'm watching history here. Like, the longest streak ever is being broken and all that stuff. If it happens, I don't want to guarantee it.
Yeah,
but...
dude.
Except I didn't care at all when the Red Sox broke their streak.
I was just going to say, you know, I had that same
Boston,
feeling.
That's why.
No.
Yeah.
I watched the Red Sox break their streak like, oh, my God, this is history. Hold, they've done it. They broke. And then now, like, I'm like, oh, God, what did I finally knew now. Or finally knew then.
even Bill Burr talks about it, like that Boston's been like pussified, as he puts it. Like the pink Red Sox hats all over the place and stuff like that. Like he's like, well, we didn't win, the shit didn't happen.
Yeah.
Like, it was the real fans that went to the games. Now it's just now it's the hot ticket in town. Everyone wants to watch the Sox.
Yeah. That's how it's gonna be if we get what we
that's
want.
That's never gonna happen here.
I was gonna say, yeah, if we ever get what we want, that's how it'll be. Like
oh, you want a championship? That's great.
Hey,
that's
hey,
awesome.
Hey, we sold out. We sold out Friday night and they're rolling the tarps back. That they didn't even do that for a World Series. That blows my mind. A World fucking Series. They're gonna win a championship. And they're like, nah, we're not rolling those tarps back. But goddamn, it makes my heart feel warm to see that they're rolling the tarps back for this to like sell more tickets.
They're gonna probably lose like 8-0.
I don't give a who gives a fuck. It's amazing. I'm gonna cry a little bit. Look at all these guys. And it's gonna be all black. Everybody gets
pause.
Are we back from the break yet? Or are we?
Oh yeah, we've been back. We've been.
Oh
back.
Okay. I missed that part.
Oh, see, that's why. Yeah.
You know, I was expecting like a musical lead-in. You know, to
I figured.
See, oh,
yeah.
Hey, here we go.
I knew you thought we were still on break.
But no, or you know, well, I guess because you're gonna cut in the loot crate.
Oh yeah, yeah. There. We're gonna cut all that stuff in.
Yeah, so like you don't have that cue of like, oh yeah, here's the loot crate.
Yeah, I slyly hit record. I wanted to still because I was on the Madden thing. And I still want to keep my heat from that going.
Yeah,
we were talking about Joe Madden on the break, and I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna hit record. I'm gonna keep talking about this.
Alrighty.
So yeah, okay. So we're already on the topic of baseball. And I think it's high time we find out if the Rays suck. So yeah, it's been a week for the Rays. It's been an awesome week, to be honest. That's what.
Are we gonna get some violins?
Some doon 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 doon.
Yeah. Can we lead off? Can I lead this off?
Lead it off, man.
Steve Pierce hitting like 348.
What?
Yeah, he's fucking legit. Like I this is the first time in a while that I actually have some confidence in our offense.
Yeah, I said at the beginning of the year, like, Steve Pierce is going to be one of those guys. Like, it's going to be the next Logan Forsythe. One of those guys that you say coming out of nowhere almost. Or just, you know, your expectations with him or from him were so low at the beginning of the season. You know, did he even make the team, I don't think? Or he wasn't starting? Wasn't starting, so.
Forsythe?
No, Steve Pierce.
No, dude, they signed him free agency. He was like, yeah, this is going to be one of our guys. He was pretty much a lock.
He was supposed to platoon.
No, yeah, that's what I mean. At the beginning of the season, it was Logan Morrison was the guy at first base, and it was going to be platoon.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, you know, you didn't see much of him to start the season. And I said earlier, I'm like, yeah, Steve Pierce is going to be the guy that you're going to see is going to get more playing time because he's going to end up his bat on the bad side, going to be like Logan Forsythe for us, going to come through for us. And
yeah, he's
fuck yeah, man.
He's hitting 346, 420, 585. For a 1,005 OPS.
Yeah, and three hits today too. He said, and I think the Rays tweeted a stat like 6 out of 7 games. He said multiple hits.
Yeah, and now like what was supposed to be a platoon at first base is now like, well, you got to put him in every night. You got to have Pierce and Morrison in because Morrison's hitting. I believe last I checked, actually, it'll be different after today. But last I checked, it was 242.
Yeah. Morrison is hitting 228.
228. Ooh.
Yeah, he's I think the D-Rays Bay podcast said it about Morrison. Like, he's extremely streaky.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like up and down, up and down. And his average ends up being in like the 250s by the end of the year.
Yeah, and Dickerson's 207 right now.
Dickerson's cooled off quite a bit. He had a home run the other night, but he's cooled
Dickerson's
off.
Got 12 home runs and 31 RBIs, which is. I think both of those are second on the team.
Right.
I'll
but
take that.
So he's not hitting a lot and he's striking out quite a bit, you know, But
I noticed something different in him though over the past like week or so. He's actually like starting to work at bats. He's not swinging at everything.
You know what we've done this year? We've put so many streaky guys in because it's like, okay, they're gonna string together streaks of hotness around Longoria. So Longoria's always gonna have like a hot hitter around him somewhere, you know? Mm-hmm. And then there you go. Boom. Hot hitter, then Longoria. I think that's a big reason why our offense is doing good. I base that off zero stats, so take it as you will. Suck it.
All right. Trivia time.
Yes.
Who's leading the team in walks?
That would be Logan Forrest. No.
Steven Souza.
Brandon Guyer.
Logan Morrison, 26.
Oh God, I knew that. I don't know why I said Souza. That was a bad pick.
That on base percentage.
Souza is fourth.
Oh, okay.
Longo is second, Pierce is third.
I believe a big reason why Morrison is here is because of his OPS.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and like it's crazy. He's got a .228 average and he's got a .324 on base percentage.
Yeah.
Like his on base percentage is almost 100 points higher, which is crazy.
My man, okay, Lomo, says Marquise.
Also, we do not steal bases, by the way.
No, we don't. We've kind of given up on that. Without Kiermaier, it's really nobody else can steal.
Yeah,
Jennings
exactly.
is not as fast as he used to be.
Jennings has two.
Okay. Here's a question. Yeah. What does the lineup look like when everybody gets healthy again? Because it was pretty scary for a little while there. Like, not scary, like, in a bad way. Like, the lineup was actually pretty, like, hey, we can't – there's not, like – three automatic outs in this.
When you look at who you got coming back right now and the way we've been playing, so you got Kiermaier, Guyer. And Souza now just went to the DL today for hip soreness. So
Longoria was out today
with forearm tightness, which is like, oh yeah, get him out. Get him out right now.
Hit, though, so it can't be too serious.
I hope not, but that's like that's always the beginnings of like, oh crap.
And says he's been bothering him for a while, too.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Think, yeah, he's having...
Go ahead.
He's having a great season.
Yeah, no, Longo's been great. Longo's look, and it's probably because he has some protection in the lineup.
I think it's just, yeah, well, I don't know if I call it protection, but he's just, there's someone that's been hot around him constantly. Or, you know, he's had, more often than not, he's had a hot hitter around him.
Rotating door.
Yeah. That's the strategy.
What does the lineup look like when everybody's back? Everyday lineup. I would put Guyer back in the. I would put Guyer in the two hole, Forsyth in the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see the problem. So your problem is I think most days your center fielder is going to be Kiermaier, your right fielder is going to be Souza. Like those are everyday guys, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then that leaves basically left field, first base, and DH. Step back for a second. So second base is going to be Forsyth. Third base, Longoria. Shortstop, Miller, I guess. Miller or Motter. Like, they're kind of interchangeable at this point, I think.
Motter's got a better glove, but Miller's got more potential at the plate.
Yeah, I mean, Motter's hitting like 200, but...
He had three hits today, though.
I mean, it's either that or Beckham.
Dude, we need to drop the Tim Beckham experiment.
Beckham needs to leave. But
and
I mean,
the Jennings experiment as well. They both need to go. I'm tired of it, man.
But what would you mean?
I'm so fucking tired of it.
But I mean, whether it's Miller or Motter, it doesn't really matter. It's whichever one at shortstop. Longo at third. Casale or Conger behind the plate. So that kind of leaves you with left field, first base, and DH. So between those three spots, you're looking at Guyer, Pierce, Lomo, and Dickerson.
I would put Guyer in left. I put Morrison at first. I put Pierce at DH and rotate him with Dickerson.
See, I think
that's crazy that we're talking about rotating Dickerson. I don't know. I think you got to keep Dickerson in the lineup and like rotate him.
I think Dickerson is in there full time, and against right-handers, you probably in left field are rotating between Guyer and Pierce, and against left-handers, Pierce is at first, and Guyer is definitely in left field with Lomo sitting.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it is. This is the first time in a while where I've said, hey, we could do a bunch of things with this lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think that, like, I think, you know, and like I said, I think, you know, I think the other six spots in a lot are pretty much set for your everyday guys. Now, obviously, like, you know, you can sit Souza, you know, one day, or you can sit Kiermaier one day. and, you know, run with like Guyer in center and Pearson left and Souza in right against a lefty.
Right. I don't see Kiermaier sitting out a lot though once he comes back.
No, I mean, I think it would be, and I think that would just be like the, you know, the days where you're getting Kiermaier a day off his feet.
Yeah, he was just moved to the 60-day DL.
Going up against a lefty.
I mean, I think we should mention that before Guyer got hurt, it might have been due to his injury, but he really cooled off there before he got hurt. Like, he was back down in, like, 280s, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that, which is not – I'm not saying that's bad, but he was up in, like, the 330s, I think, at one point. Like, he was really hitting the ball. And, like I said, could be due to injury, but I like Guyer a lot, and I want to see him play every day, but I don't think he was the player that – we were all like, oh my God, Brandon Guyer. Like, I think he's actually like a 270 hitter, which is great. We need more of that, but I'm just saying.
Well, and he was also getting on base a lot too. So, I mean, like
hit by pitch.
He has a 271, 365.
Yeah. Yeah. Take that every day.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Not a lot of power, but I mean, he's getting on base. So like I think you would like him there in the, you know, especially against lefties and like, probably against not hard throwing righties, like any softer righties, I think you might want him in. But like, I feel like he can get overpowered by, you know, by big hot right handers. Hot as in that, you know, throw hard.
Yeah, that tends to happen with us. Anytime a righty can throw over like 100 miles an hour, or actually, I'm sorry, a lefty. Lefties fuck us. Actually, both pitchers for the longest time. Doesn't matter which hand. As long as they were the third guy in the rotation, then they could fuck us. And then it's a no-hitter alert immediately. So
if the pitching catches up, I think we can be pretty dangerous here.
That's the thing. So like everybody keeps talking about Alex Cobb, and I don't expect anything from him. Like they're like, oh, once Cobb comes back, then this and this and that. Nah,
no, dude.
Let's wait and see with that. But still, Blake Snell's.
I mean, how
up.
Long did it take Matt Moore to come back from his Tommy John?
He's still
and
not
come
back.
Back and look somewhat decent.
Yes,
like, he's still
this
not
week.
That great.
This week, literally, like he had a great start this week. He went 7 innings for the first time in a long time, and.
Of course, after we shit talk him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that tends to happen, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Classic word of the Bay. Yeah, mm-hmm. Matt Moore had a good start. Chris Archer had a good start. So the starting pitching is coming out a little bit. Smiley as well. Smiley was sharp the other night.
12 Ks.
And yeah, I remember I was at the game and they had the little smiley faces up and everything for Smiley. That's cute. I was like, ee. Doing smiley faces. I see what you're doing there. But yeah, that part of the rotation is picking up. So they moved Andrees down to the bullpen, brought Blake Snell up. Blake Snell got hit around a little bit today, but
yeah, he said yesterday, I think, that he was nervous because it was his hometown team and all that kind of stuff. And it's his second ever start,
dude,
in the majors.
He's nervous to face the hometown Seattle Mariners in front of 11,000 at the Trop, but he goes to Yankee Stadium and fucking away and like blows them away. What?
That's what someone said. I don't know. I don't know. That's what he said.
I believe it. He's a young guy, and he's gonna have. I'm not putting him down by any means.
Seems like he's in the rotation now. Like this is it. Like here you go, kid. Here's your spot.
Good. It's time.
Yep. It is time. He was dominating in Durham, and
next
he's
year,
not learning anything down there.
You're gonna see him on promotional material next year, and then you'll know then it's real.
I can't wait till he gets demoted to bullpen and requests a trade and then comes back for the playoffs and almost leads us to a World Series.
It's no, come on. You're talking about a super prospect, not a top prospect. But still, yeah, that might happen.
Hey, I think he's a super prospect.
Blake Snell, really?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I guess he's got his stuff is really good. He's like he reminds me a little bit of like a Matt Garza with what he's able to do with his stuff.
Unless you're like saying like is he a guarantee, or is it like, is that what you mean by super prospect?
No, I mean like a top, like he's one day going to be a top level guy, like a top pitcher, mm-hmm. David Price level is what a super prospect is.
Yeah, he'll be the next big pitcher we trade in a few years. I'm sure of it.
Yep.
Unless he has, you know, unless we can get him on that team friendly deal, like get him over on one of them contracts.
Hey man, this is listen. You can sign now and get paid. $3 million.
Yeah.
Or you can wait a few years and get paid $21 million. Now I know this is hard, but I really think that you should think about the team. You're comfortable here. Like, that must be their pitch.
Well, and it's also the, you know, what if you blow out your elbow? What if you blow out your shoulder next year?
Yeah.
How much money are you going to make then?
And then, yeah, so
if you go ahead and sign this contract, you're going to be set up for the rest of your life because you're going to get, what, you know, $14 million guaranteed over the next few years.
Yep. That's why, like, to change the subject a little bit, like, people are bitching at Von Miller for wanting to get his money. Like, people are like, why don't you sign a one-year deal and then sign a new contract next year? Like, no, fuck that. Like, it takes one knee injury, and he's not going to get paid next year.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing as going with, what's his name, Wilkerson, the defensive end for the Jets.
Yeah.
They, like,
oh, they, you know, just paid him.
He wants a new deal. He doesn't want to sign the franchise, you know, tender, which is like $15.5 million, because, you know, I mean, frankly, he should be, you know, if he was a free agent this year, he would have signed a long-term deal that would have gotten him $60 or $70 million guaranteed.
I was thinking of Trent Cole. Didn't Trent Cole just sign a huge contract, I believe? And that's like gonna boost the price of the Von Miller contract as well. Why are we talking contracts? I don't give a fuck. It's all smoke and mirrors, anyways.
Brock Osweiler gives a fuck that he's probably not that great, but he got his money. He probably knows, like, hey, no, I'm probably not as good as this contract.
It's
who
all,
cares?
It's
they
all,
want to sign me to
up,
it.
It's all fucking,
you know,
smoke
he,
and mirrors.
You know, he's like, after I retire, I ain't gonna have to work another day of my life.
Exactly.
No, bullshit.
Exactly.
Bullshit. Bull fucking
shit.
So
stop getting pissed at athletes for getting the money.
No.
Stop it.
No.
I mean, I already figured out that if I got, like, $4 million after taxes from like a lottery or something, I could just not work a day again in my life.
You guys are gonna make me get up on my soapbox. Bullshit.
Why? What are you? You're gonna say, oh, fucking Carl Crawford, fucking
no,
went to Boston. Look what happened to him.
It's smoke and mirrors. It's bullshit money. It's like the NFL's like, our teams are like, look at this, $2 million. They don't see half of that fucking money because it's all backloaded on the end of the contract. They have de-escalators in the contract that are based on their performances. Or if they don't throw this many passes or run this many yards, it's horseshit. Horseshit of the highest caliber.
But they usually have guaranteed. Like,
oh, Kyle, he's only going to see half of $40 million.
Oh,
oh
yeah,
Jesus. How is he going to do?
Look at how much the fucking owners are getting. The owners are billionaires. Like they can buy and sell the team twice. Yeah, dude. Compared to what the owners do to the players, or what the owners get compared to the players, despite the fact that the players are the ones that are coming to fucking see and that are bringing the people in. It's
so
exactly why I can't get upset when they go get their money.
Yeah, so Osweiler got $12 million signing bonus. That money is already in his bank.
Yep.
Right. And then at 35, he's fucking useless because his knees are blown out and he's been hit in the head too many times. And NFL won't pay his pension. Go fuck yourself. Like, no, that's funny money. That's all it is.
He's already gotten $17 million in the bank before playing a single snap.
We're talking about a fucking, it's like a church. It's a goddamn multinational corporate, or not a multinational, but it's a massive corporation, one of the biggest in America, and they have so many people watching it every Sunday. It's like a fucking event. There's Super Bowl and everything, and, you know, turn 40, go fuck yourself, kid. Here's your pension check.
I'm not disagreeing with you, Kyle, that the NFL is fucking shady as shit. I'm not disagreeing with that at all, but what I am saying is that when a player goes and gets the money that they deserve for what they do, I hate when I see people that get upset with them. Like, you don't deserve that money. That's bullshit.
It is bullshit.
Yeah, he went and got his pay.
Yeah.
Who knows? His career could end tomorrow. Like, fuck that.
I'm saying I wish it was more.
Stupid.
That's what I'm saying. I wish it was a lot more for what they do to their bodies and the amount that they get after it after football. It's absurd. One of the many things wrong with our beloved sport. NFL. So,
teach your kids to play baseball. That's all I gotta say.
We'll see you in September, you fucking idiots.
Yep. No, we'll be there week one. We'll be talking. We'll be excited on the podcast.
Yep. Exactly. Oh boy, yeah. Football's back. I'll admit it. We're just a bunch of assholes talking shit.
Yeah,
so,
we are.
So the Rays.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. The Rays.
The Rays don't suck, man. No, I had fun watching this week.
Jekyll and Hyde.
Go get me a pair of fingernail clippers in there.
Yeah. Well, like we were saying, okay, if the pitching comes back, then You know, that's, you could be looking at maybe a run at a wild card spot if we start pitching well and this lineup keeps hitting and we get the guys back that we want to get back.
Yeah, if the streak continues.
Exactly. So,
I mean, we've won 4 straight series. It's good.
Yeah, exactly. We can't seem to sweep, which makes me worried, but yeah. What are we, 9 out of the last 12?
Yeah, like something like that. You take 2 or 3 enough, you'll start seeing the effects of it.
That's true. I mean, someone said to me this year on Twitter that were like, dude, anytime we lose more than 3, people start freaking out. Like back in the day, it was like we were losing 12 in a row. It's like, are we ever going to win one?
Wasn't there a season when we started off really hot and won like 20 out of 24 or something like that and just fell off the face of the earth?
Yeah, I
remember
that season.
I seem to recall something about that. Like,
do you remember when Lou Piniella celebrated 70 wins?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Lovely.
It's amazing how far we've come.
Yep. Yeah, like actual like champagne beer baths in the locker room like they had just clinched a playoff spot.
Tampa good, man. Hashtag Tampa
good. Hi, Al. I'm here at Tropicana Field where Lou Piniella is actually loading champagne crates into the locker room. Yeah, I just wanted the guys to, you know what it felt like so they could prepare themselves when we're there next year. Woo!
What a retirement job that was for Lou.
Yeah, good for him.
Like, I'm just like going to go down to Florida and just hang out, coach a little baseball.
And then went to the Cubs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forget about that. He did go to the Cubs.
Fucking Cubs. You know, taking our coaches and doing nothing with them.
Well, I mean, can't say that about Madden.
Yeah, but he has Jake Arrieta and fucking John Lester. What else is supposed to happen?
I was expecting James Shields to go to the Cubs, but he went to the other Chicago team.
Yeah.
Yeah, James Shields, I was surprised to find out. Yeah, it's not doing that great.
What was that sign that he had, just pitch better?
Really? Was that a thing?
That was a sign. Yeah, back when he was at the Rays, it had like a motto, just pitch. If you don't like it, pitch better.
That's what it was. Yeah, if you don't like it, pitch better.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then Price picked it up and Archer picked it up after that.
Well, Archer clearly dropped it because.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, throw another cutter. Fuck.
If you don't like it, quote philosophy on Twitter.
Yeah. Jaden Smith out. Chris Archer out. Ooh. I'm sorry.
Blake
no,
Snell
I love.
Be the next to pick it up.
That was a little rough.
I love
Blake
Archer.
Snell's already the ace of the staff.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We'll see. No,
let's put Tampa expectations on him. Why hasn't he thrown a no-hitter yet?
Look, let's put Tampa expectations on this lineup, and why haven't we, been thrown a no-hitter yet? Or, thrown a no-hitter against. Why?
Because we can actually hit now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dude, Felix Hernandez would look at the Rays lineup when he threw that. Like, that was the easiest perfect game I've ever seen.
He's like, all right, cool.
Yeah, he just mowed us down. Like, it wasn't even close.
It was just all fastball to the same location. Everybody was just like, fuck!
He's like, here comes Sean Rodriguez. Oh, boy, what do I have to do to get around him?
Do you guys remember when Edwin Jackson no-hit us at home?
Yes.
On like 140 pitches or something?
With a bases-loaded situation? Yes. He got out of a bases-loaded jam and then proceeded to no-hit us.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, if you look at those lineups that got no hit constantly, it's like no wonder we were getting no hit all the fucking time.
Well, at the
it was
same
like time, there was like 5 automatic outs.
No, when we got no hit in Oakland, we had the best record in baseball at the time.
We got no hit by fucking Dallas Braden.
I know. That just shows you how good our rotation was.
Didn't that happen to us like twice in 2008?
It happened.
Yeah,
it
was pretty constant.
Because there was the White Sox, Burley.
That was 09. It was Mark Burley.
Perfect game.
Was that 09?
Yeah, Mark Burley, perfect game, and then Dallas Braden, perfect game.
Yeah.
And then Felix
Last Hernandez. Year, we could have been no-hit 3 times in a row. Remember
but
that? It went to the 8th like 3 times in a row.
That's right.
But,
Tim
at
Beckham.
Least we got. At least we finally got our own no-hitter.
Yeah. Yeah, Matt Garza. But still, no-hitters are nothing.
Yeah.
Like, if your team gets no-hit, get them next week. But, like, we got perfect gamed. Like, shit.
Twice.
That, like,
you know,
yeah, thrice. Thrice. 3 times.
Do you know who the catcher was in that Matt Garza game?
Uh,
was was it? Kelly Shopping.
Yeah, the bat thrower.
Kelly Shopping.
Well, I was just shot in the dark. I just started like thinking of all the catchers that we've had over the years.
Which is a lot. Probably what I've arrived at too. You know how we talked about Rene Rivera last week about possibly getting him in? He's not even doing that great.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard he kind of fell off.
Yeah. I think we get a little butthurt over that too.
I think we were just upset, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
Our catching situation is probably the worst I've ever seen, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, God. Kirk Cassali last night.
And how many catchers have we given away that have gone and had fairly good careers elsewhere?
And that, I wouldn't say a ton. Yeah, like maybe Lobatone had some solid.
Is he still with the Nationals?
I think he's with the Nationals. I don't think he's playing much anymore. And
yeah, I think he's a backup. Yeah. Ryan Hannigan, but we didn't really like. He wasn't really our guy. Like we traded for him and then just traded him again.
Yeah, Deion Navarro.
Robinson Chirinos is doing all right.
Yeah, he had two home runs last night for the Rangers.
Yeah, I mean, like his major league line is .232.
Yeah, Navarro's been probably the best catcher from our farms. Did he come from our farm system?
I don't know.
We got him in a trade.
Okay, well, the best catcher that we kind of like had his young years with that's moved on and still done well, I think.
Well, yeah. It was also he had that like one really good year with us, and then he had that one really bad year. And so actually he had like two bad years in a row.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's when we let him go. But then it was also – okay, so here I'm looking at it. So in 2008, he hit .295.
Yeah, he was the best hitter on the team, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And
all-star.
In, yeah, in 2009, he hit .218. 2010, he split between Durham and Tampa and hit .194. But he hit .284 down in Durham. And then we let him go. He went to Los Angeles to the Dodgers. Hit .193, hit .294 Cincinnati in like 24 games. Oh, and then he went to, yeah, that's right. In 2013, he went to Chicago and hit .300. 2014, he hit .274 for Toronto, .246 for them in 2015, and he's hitting .214 for the White Sox this year.
That's like Joe DiMaggio levels for Rays.
Exactly.
Yeah.
oh my God. He's on base, guys.
Talk about a guy that has fucking moved around. So he's played for in the majors. He's played for the Yankees, the Dodgers, us.
Dodgers again.
The Dodgers again. Cincinnati, the Cubs, Toronto, and the White Sox.
Yeah, the White Sox.
Seven different teams since 2004.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, good for him. Good.
Yeah.
I hope you.
I would keep doing it. Just keep getting paydays. Fuck it.
Oh yeah. Though I mean, the way he's playing for the White Sox, he's gonna have another one of those trips to AAA. Because like he's also played for a bunch of different AAA teams.
Wait, so Deion's playing for the White Sox now? Is that what you said?
Yeah, man.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Oh, wow, good for him. Extra good.
Well, and you know the strategy for him, right? Of how you get singles out of him.
How's that?
You give the first base coach a Wendy's single.
Aha, I get it because he's fat.
Yeah, he likes his hamburgers.
I don't like Wendy's singles.
Dude, just make Corey Dickerson a catcher.
Guys, real quick.
Best catcher in Rays franchise history. Who do you got?
Deion
Navarro.
Yeah, probably Navarro, actually. Anything Pat before 08? Yeah, Buster Posey. There you go,
Buster Jeremy. Posey.
Yeah. Thank you.
Best best catcher?
Yeah, best catcher in franchise history.
Yeah, dude, Navarro. That's my answer. Final answer. Do you have the actual best catcher there?
What about
the guy who caught the dude in that movie where he's like he comes back. He's a pitcher and he comes back. He's like old and he plays for the Rays.
Yeah,
that fucking movie.
What about Toby Hall?
Toby Hall, that's right.
He hit .262 in the majors.
I remember that name. Did he? Did he hit that?
He was a full-time catcher for us for like 3 years and hearts of three others.
Hmm.
He hit
Toby Hall. Don't remember him. Never watched him play.
298, 258, 253, 255, 287, 231. Like, how would you not like that? And even like looking at his RBI totals isn't too bad either. Like, he had like 30, 42, 47, 60, 48, and 23.
By the time the Rays get a good catcher who can do both things, the rest of the lineup's going to be shit. And their only good player is going to be the catcher.
The catcher. Like Joe Mauer and the Twins.
Yeah.
It's going to be like Justin O'Connor.
Or, yeah, that guy.
I just want a guy that can hit, like, I don't know, like 240 and throw out some runners. That's all I want.
Yeah, like, give me like 240, 300, and, you know, like 300.
I'm not asking for
Buster Posey. He doesn't even have to slug. He can just be a singles hitter.
I'll just take 200. I'll just take 200 and be good behind the plate.
Like 205?
Yeah, 205. I'm cool with that. Throw a guy out every now and then. You know, good play at first. Just be a good defensive catcher.
Stop that ball that goes, stop wild pitches is like pretty often.
You guys, Hank Conger, his pitch framing is elite. Elite.
I want to. Can we talk about Hank Conger and how he's probably the most useless player in baseball right now?
I was like, the other night, I was like, why aren't you running? Why aren't you running right now? Why isn't the hit run on? It's Hank Conger. What, is he going to throw you out? No, he's going to double clutch the ball and be like, eh, fuck it.
That's what I fucking say every time a guy gets on first that has like some semblance of speed against us. I'm like, why don't you just steal?
Yeah, steal like, now.
Just
go.
Fucking steal. You could probably steal third if you want to from first, if you think about it. I mean,
like if I'm in the National League and the pitcher gets on him, I'm going to send the pitcher. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. In his windbreaker.
Yeah.
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 And there goes Strasburg from the Nationals, and he's gonna steal, and Conger with the throw, and it's into the outfield.
Or it never left his hand. Nah, he decided not to. He's gonna put that one in his pocket.
Yeah, put it in his back pocket for another day.
Yeah. Damn it. Yeah, and then Tim Beckham today was just a vacuum out there at shortstop, just putting on a clinic, putting on the old clinic there, Buster.
I'm going to look up Tim Beckham's draft here and see what the other guys we could have taken that aren't named Buster Posey.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea. That should be our next top five list.
Draft?
You know, we took him with the first overall pick.
2008.
Yeah.
And we paid him $6 million.
Top five missed draft picks. All Tampa Bay teams.
Give me a minute here.
Pedro Alvarez.
Adrian Peterson.
Eric Hosmer.
Eric Hosmer. Yeah.
Yonder Alonso. Gordon Beckham. Jason Castro.
That wasn't too loaded that year.
I mean, even Brett Lowry.
Yeah, I would have taken him over fucking Beckham.
Andrew Kashner.
Ricky Weeks, I would take it. Or Jamel Weeks.
Ricky Weeks. Fuck yeah, Garrett I'll take Cole. Ricky Weeks.
Take Garrett Cole.
Yeah.
Hey, Jake Odorizzi.
Oh, yeah, he got taken by the Brewers in the Seth Brewer draft.
Hey, Mike Montgomery. We ended up trading for him later.
Jared, why are you pissed off?
Trade him again.
Jared, why are you pissed off about the 2010 Lightning draft? Why is he pissed
I'm
off?
I'm going to look it up. I don't remember.
Because it was
Connelly. Oh, is that Brett Connelly? Yeah, we could have had Tarasenko. Tarasenko was like...
No, we could have had Tarasenko in that draft.
No, we could have, but like he was supposed to be taken a lot lower than third, which he was. We could have had Cam Fowler. That would have been nice. Ryan Johansson.
I think that should be our next one. Bucks could add Adrian Peterson. That's all I remember.
Tarasenko was taken 16th.
Yeah.
Instead of that.
But even still, like, you know, Jeff Skinner wouldn't have been bad.
God, fucking Brett Connolly. Fuck.
Jaden Schwartz. Jane Schwartz turned out better. Nick Bukestad would have been okay.
Yeah, there's quite a few guys in this draft that would have taken over Brett Connolly with the benefit of hindsight.
Yeah, Kuznetsov.
The Bruins took Tate Sagan second and traded him. Fuck.
That's right. He won a cup and then they traded him.
That's what they do.
Let's see who else was good in that year.
Actually, that's what they did.
Justin
Kuznetsov at 25 or 26.
Yeah, I already said that.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus Christ, Anthony. Quill. Get your shit together, man.
Yeah, fucking A.
God damn it, man. Ruining this whole podcast. You know, I don't even want to do this anymore. Don't even want to do this.
Justin Falk would have been nice.
I don't know who these people
are. Second round.
Yeah, just keep naming names that Kyle doesn't know.
I don't know who the fuck these people are.
Jared Tenorti.
I have no idea.
Though we did get, you know, though Radko Gudas was a good pick in the third round.
Give me another guy.
Joachim Nordstrom.
God damn it. Son of a bitch. No, are you serious? We could have had him.
Oh, actually, you know what? John Klingberg in the fifth round.
Oh, Jesus.
Here's a name from that we took in round three of that draft. Brock Bukebaum.
Oh, God.
Bukaboom.
Yeah, Bukaboom.
Too bad he never panned out. That would have been nice.
Well, I mean, yeah, Iserman traded his rights like within a year.
Yeah.
Actually, like most of the guys from this draft that we picked, actually, I think everybody from this draft has already moved on.
Yeah, you know why? Because Iserman went off the old scouting staff.
Yeah.
When he took over, and that's why.
Yeah, he just didn't have time.
Yeah, he didn't have any time.
That's Iserman. He's a fucking boss like that. He steps in. He's like, "Hey, welcome to the team. Why don't you get the fuck out of here?
Like, yeah.
Why don't you get out of my building?"
That's what I love most about Iserman is he will tell you to fuck off. He doesn't care.
So that year we had Brett Connolly. So of course we ended up getting the 2 second rounders for him. Brock Bukaboom, which if I remember right, he was involved in like the Brewer trade, I think. I think his rights were included in that, but like I could find out, but he ended up being traded within a year.
Let's do one that Kyle knows.
Yeah.
Let's do the 2007 NFL draft.
Oh yeah, the 2007. So that actually ended up being.
Let's not talk about this one, guys. I already mentioned that we missed on Adrian Peterson. That's all we needed to know.
Yeah. What else? Who else did we miss on?
Nobody.
Calvin Johnson.
Nah, no.
What about the 2008 draft?
The 2008 NFL draft?
No, in NHL, man. Come on. We got Steven Stamkos.
We're alienating Kyle right now.
Yeah, I have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. That was the year we took Stamkos, Kyle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
cool.
But we also picked some guys that actually were okay too, because we took Dustin Tokarski in that draft.
Yeah, wait.
In the fifth round.
Let's not just start reading a list of names again.
No, let's do it. Come on.
We also took, but that was also the draft we got Mark Barberio and Luke Wachowski in the sixth round.
Yeah,
we took David Carl in the seventh round.
Hey, Braden Holtby, we got taken with a 93rd overall pick and a 93rd overall pick in that draft in round four.
Awesome. That's,
what a steal.
So pumped about that guy. Or I'm pissed. Gustav
Nyquist in the fourth round.
Actually, I wonder what happened to James Wright.
You know what? Let's go to the 2004 NHL draft.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Well done. This is...
So, okay, so actually I was
fucking
looking,
riveting
so was
podcast.
I was looking at Jay Feaster. Was the GM for the 2002 to 2008 draft, right? In that time, there were only four players that he drafted that played more than 250 games in the NHL.
God, Jay Feaster was awful.
Yeah, it was Paul Ranger, Mike London, Alex Killorn, and Steven Stamkos.
Dude, we took Andy Rogers in the 2004 draft with pick number 30.
Guys, I'm just
gonna take it.
But you know what though? But you know what though? We did draft David Carl.
Hey guys, I'm gonna just read the cast list for Heat right here. Al Pacino. Al Pacino's in Heat.
Mm-hmm.
How about Robert De Niro? He was there. He was in Heat.
That's a first overall pick.
And, what year did we draft him?
Val Kilmer, he played Chris.
He's like a seventh rounder, man.
Oh yeah. Oh, what about John Voight? What about that guy?
Steven Voight?
No, John Voight.
Steven Voight.
John Voight.
Steven Voight. Remember, didn't we traded Steven Voight away?
You mean Voight?
I don't remember how you pronounce his name.
To Oakland. I think I don't know if he's playing catcher. He's playing like first base catcher. No, catcher. He's catcher. Another catcher. That's right.
Yeah, he started out as a catcher, but I think he's been playing first base too. But I mean, that was another mistake trade.
Hey guys,
what's up?
Guess who got taken with the 127th overall pick in the 2004 NHL draft?
Who?
Johnny Manziel.
Ryan Callahan.
Oh yeah.
Oh really, Ryan Callahan?
And then he went on to be overpaid. Okay.
Right.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey. All right.
I've lost total control. Do we have more names we want to start reading?
Oh.
Inkman Nick got taken in the seventh round.
Has there ever been a Russian taken number one overall?
Yeah, Alexander Ovechkin.
Oh, that's right. He was.
And then, and you know who got taken right after him? Malkin.
Mm-hmm.
They were top two.
Oh, good for him.
Kyle does not give a fuck.
Love those guys.
Hey, Kyle, one day you're going to talk about Bucks drafts and you're just going to read like the entire draft class.
Oh, me? Oh, I do that all the time. I can still give you guys shit about it. I'm a fucking hypocrite. I don't care. I'll sit there all day and bitch about the 2007 draft, but as soon as you guys start bringing up hockey, I'm like, oh, God. Oh, we're doing this.
That's what you get for bringing us on.
Yeah, that's fine. No, I expect
He made me a third host.
Exactly. Yeah. Got to get those hockey kids out there. Hey, kids, they're talking hockey on my podcast. Come on.
If Nick was here, this would be a three-man conversation. You'd just be over there twiddling your thumbs, but, you know.
I literally had that on Shark Trapper the other night. I was like, yeah. I was just like, yep, no, I can take this one off. Fine. Speaking of Shark Trapper, make sure you go to sharktrapper.com. Check out all of our podcasts. They're all there for you to consume and love and enjoy. And Nick and I do a few of them. Anthony's been featured on one of them before. So they're all there for you to enjoy. Of course, make sure you go to lootcrate.com/shark. Enter the promo code shark to get, I think it's $3 off your first Loot Crate. Loot Crate's awesome, guys.
Agreed.
Still got mine sitting here that I haven't touched that I want to give away somehow. That I've just done nothing with, but it's really cool.
Did you even open it?
I opened it and I checked it out. I opened it and it's got like a lot of cool. The way it's like packaged is like the first thing that, you know, open it first impressions like, oh my God. The way it's packaged is like pretty cool. It's like everything's kind of laid out specifically for you to like pick up at a certain time. And I would recommend checking it out, even for just like a month or so. Just get a couple of them. It's only, what, you save $3 on the first one if you sign up through lootcrate.com/shark. And then, you know, you get another one if you don't like it, then you go cancel. Then you've spent $40 maybe. It's money you want to spend in the cinema anyways, you goddamn kids.
I'm sure that's what the advertisement said.
Yeah, it did. So, and finally, if you want to support us in any way, go to Patreon. It's next to the home button on sharktrapper.com. It's our Patreon page. I throw a podcast out there every once in a while. I haven't done it in a long time. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. I think we're gonna end the show there. What do you guys
say? Do the Rays suck?
Oh yeah, I've done edited that. That's all. That's all done. Yeah. All
right then.
So yeah, I think we'll make that a show. Any bold predictions, fellas?
Bold prediction.
I said last week Lomo would hit for the cycle. I was wrong. I take zero accountability for that.
Wow.
I take zero accountability. I don't even
remember what mine was.
I just make the hot takes. You guys take them as you will. You just gotta fire them out, Gio. Just fire them out. Three home runs. Three home runs Steve Pierce in one game.
Prediction.
Boom, boom, boom.
My bold prediction, since I probably won't be on next week, is Iserman will trade up in the first round.
Okay, that's a good prediction. My bold prediction is that the Rays are going to be in third place by the time we meet next podcast.
You son of a bitch. Direct all your hate to Strike Twice, WOTB. I've been Kyle, WOTB. And that was Word of the Day for this week. I'm Kyle.
I'm Anthony.
I'm Gio.
See you next week.